This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is the weekly segment called A-State Connections and Create at State, making connections that count. This interview is conducted with a graduate student presenting research at the Arkansas Biosciences Institute Fall Symposium at Arkansas State University. I talk with graduate student Akash Lal. He's from Pakistan and has been in America for 2 years and is at Arkansas State University working on his graduate degree. He tells what brought him to Arkansas State.
Arkansas State University, actually I enrolled in agriculture and I saw that Arkansas State University is basically a founder of agriculture school. So I decided to just apply here.
Right. Tell us a little bit about the research that you've been working on, if you don't mind, please.
So my research is about studying the epigenetic factors, like the factors which are not the genetics, but the factors like which influence the sequence with change the phenotypic changings without alteration in the DNA sequence. So this is like DNA methylations, histone modifications, or like non-coding RNAs. Mm-hmm. So basically, I'm studying more about the DNA methylation.
Right. And tell us about, kind of give us an overview on how things have been going so far and what you've been working on specifically in that.
So this project is basically about the transgenic corn lines which are expressing high and low genes expression of manganese peroxidase enzyme. So there are a few lines which are highly expressed the protein and few lines which are expressing low protein. So we're trying to figure out what are the factors which influence that, such as we hypothesized that DNA methylation affect that influence the protein accumulation during seed development.
Right. And tell us about how long you've been working on this research.
I have been working on this research for last year and for 1 year, and I am almost one step to be finalized.
Fantastic. How did you get involved in this? How did you get interested in this particular research?
I'm always fascinated about stuff like how to lower down the impact of things on the environment. For example, if we see the chemical productions of and some other stuff, it's leave a very negative effect, and it's most cost. It's very expensive. But if we use a transgenic corn lines and transgenic plants, you can grow up and produce them. Chemicals on very or enzymes and stuff, proteins on very cost-effective way, and leaving a very negative impact. So this kind of stuff fascinate me and increase my interest to start research. And Dr. Elizabeth Hood is doing work on that. So I'm glad that she gave me an opportunity to be with her in her research team.
Fantastic. And tell us about how you think that this research will make a difference in agriculture in also in the community too.
So for most important thing is that I'm studying the epigenetics factors. So if we able to understand the epigenetic factors, it would be helpful in increasing the agronomic and production. And we increase the production skills and production, for example, especially when we are talking about enzymology and in the transgenic plants, we can increase the production by understanding the epigenetic factors influencing this.
Right. And you said that you've been working with Dr. Hood on this, and how has that been by way of the faculty student kind of mentorship that you all had that you've had with her? How has she helped you and impacted you in your research?
Oh, she is super friendly, and she's a very easy person to talk about. She always helpful, and she always ready to explain stuff, and most importantly, she is a very well reputed scientist in this field.
Akash Lal joins us here on the Created State podcast here on KASU. And so what's next? What's the next step in your research, if you don't mind, please?
Right now, I'm studying the DNA methylation, so I would like to study the other epigenetic factors. I would like to study the histones modifications as well. So, I would also like to study the non-coding RNA sequences and see how, and especially when it's less work is done in this field, especially in the corn field. So I want to see the influence of epigenetics and the corn, especially it will, since United States is the largest producer of the corn in the world, so it's really very helpful in agronomical point of view as well.
Right. And has this research been conducted at ABI? Have you been kind of working in ABI and that, or around the campus?
For DNA methylation, I'm the first person who is studying in ABI, and especially in epigenetics, a couple people did that before in studying the RNAs, non-coding RNAs. But I'm the first person who's studying the DNA methylations in ABI.
How do you feel about being able to present your research at a symposium like this?
Oh, it's like a very good opportunity is to show to the other people that's what's your work and how much work. And it's also that you just come to know the different peoples and different their research topics. And it's a very learning opportunity for the students. And I learned a lot about the different projects. And I interact with the peoples, and they just sometimes they give an idea where which can excel my projects even more better.
And that is Akash Lal on the Created State podcast on KASU. To hear more interviews like this one, you can subscribe to the Created State podcast page at KASU.org. Also go to Spotify. We're available on Spotify, iHeartRadio. Also TuneIn, Overcast, and your traditional platforms like Google Play and Apple Podcast. Tell others about this podcast. Leave us a review, as we'd love to hear from you. Give us a 5-star rating on Apple iTunes. I'm Jonathan Reeves. You're listening to A-State Connections and the Created State Podcast.